Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess here at 570 KLIF and iHeartRadio app. So either one you want to listen is great because we just like that you listen. You can be a part of it too at any time when you call in. So we like to hear your perspective. You know what?
So wait, Ashley. So if they do want to be a part of Perspectives and they want to get talk to the Billy Blair, who's got a movie coming out, what number would they call?
They would call 888-787-5543, but they're going to be hard-pressed to get a question in at this time. But he will be back here in the immediate future. I have had a confirmation.
Woof, woof.
Yes.
And don't forget, next week, I haven't talked about this, but next week we got a great show coming up. We got some people that actually smuggled some men from Cuba and helped them escape Cuba. I actually got to spend some time with both the helper, the smuggler, and the people that were actually came over from Cuba.
Whoa.
I'll be interviewing them next week on the show. We actually did some fishing and what have you when I was in Key West recently. So just a few days ago, I actually got to hang out with one particular person that had been in the country for about 30 hours. So it's really Whoa. Cool show coming up. We got a lot to talk about. But let's get back to the whole purpose idea, the whole concept, because, we all deal with these situations in life. And I think, Billy, I think you can articulate this so well. When we have a purpose, sometimes we have these setbacks and these hurdles that we have to deal with. Once you realize really what you wanted to do, what were some of those hurdles? What were some of those things that you had to jump over and clear before you could really get to where you wanted to be at?
Well, for the longest time, of course, doing the music rock star thing, so to speak, was the party life. And that gets in everybody's, path. Everybody wants to party, especially when they're young, and they feel like they're in a higher ground or, some sort of comfort. So they got to, party really hard, and then all of a sudden they get this substance abuse and they feel like they can shake it off, and then that's it. But they end up being back right on that dark cloud. And I think that was my biggest one out of this whole trail, road, whatever. I'm now 3.5 years sober.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Never felt better in my life. But during that dark time, it could put you in a really, really depressing, suicidal kind of part, in your life. And unfortunately, a lot of my friends, I could count with two hands at least, they died from that, whether it's just ODing or suicide.
Right.
And it just sucks because they couldn't get out of that and enjoy what was to come.
Or maybe it's like both. They OD'd, they committed suicide by OD'ing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's pretty much a combination of that.
That's true.
And I thought I was in that road as well, that same boat, because, I don't know how many times I was laying in bed, and I was just talking to this recently to my girlfriend. It's like, man, I was in here in bed just wondering when am I going to stop. So luckily that I turned that light switch off, and man, I honestly got to say I'm really lucky to pass that and just look what's ahead.
That's true, and it's like I deal with several clients, and I understand, and it's like alcohol and drugs is a hard thing because it gets in the way, and it gets in the way of a lot of people, especially creative people. People in general, if you're a human being, it's something that can get in your way.
Yeah.
And it was designed to do that. It wasn't designed to help you. I like it when people say, I'm on this, but it really gives me clarity.
It's almost like hand in hand, right? Because when you think of entertainment business especially, you just think party life. But man, it's just really doesn't go. It's really bad.
It is bad. And I know most of the people I know, not all of them, but most people I know in Hollywood and what have you are in AA. They're in the program. They've been in the program or they've been sober for X amount of time. And it's like, how many Tom Collins I see being poured at a restaurant because people don't, they've stopped drinking. They've stopped doing drugs.
Did you hear the news from, I think it was it yesterday or today, Corey Monteith from Glee? Did you hear about that, Ashley?
Yeah, I was talking to them, my girlfriend. I was like, another entertainer, actor. They didn't say what it was, but if you look at his history.
He was in a hotel in Vancouver, and that's all I got.
Yeah, I read it. It was like they found him in a hotel, and then he had a drug problem, history problem. So it was like they didn't reveal what it was, the cause of death, but it's, right. it's quite obvious.
So this is
it's
like obvious. Case in point of what you're talking about. You know, exactly. He's been struggling for so long, and just finally it caught up to him.
Yeah.
That's so rough.
31 years old, too.
Oh, my gosh. Real
young.
He's a child. I mean...
Yeah, still had his whole career. I mean, who knows what he could have gone on to.
That's what I'm talking about, you know? It's just people just... Some of those people just don't realize, you know, you got a big ocean ahead of you.
And that's
you,
true.
And then you end it because of just some drugs, some part, you know, some fix.
Well, like Billy, in you know, let me real quick question, Ashley. So in your case, I mean, you know, you knew the road you were going down.
Yeah.
And in your case, was it like, okay, you know what? I can't deal with these negative feelings. I'm going to self-medicate.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was like it fed on itself, right?
Yeah. And, it was been going like that for quite a while. Luckily, I didn't need any AA or any kind of help like that. It was just an instant, you know, off switch.
Good. For me. Good for you.
But it finally, you know, I finally got it. So thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, bro.
And I'll never go back, man. I mean, I can honestly say I won't.
That's
ever
awesome.
Go back to that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've seen it, and that's what I talk about with my clients is that once you figure out your true purpose, the concept of doing the drugs and alcohol, they just go by the wayside because you realize, okay, I could be how old? I could be 20. I could be 30. Yeah. I could be 40, and you feel like, I have got to make up so much lost time for figuring this out that I don't have time for this. I don't have time to drink and get smashed at the bar with the same people talking the same thing, doing nothing. I don't have time to do the drugs. It's going to keep me off my, where I should be, because guess what? I'm just not figuring out what my purpose is. I got to get going. I got to get moving with this. I got to get ready. I mean, my life is ready to live.
It's a waste of life, you know, when you do that. And then you forget, you know, and then you're too hungover to enjoy anything really, you know. It's just a waste. And then by the time, you know, some people clear up, you're old.
that's the honest truth. You're old, you know. It's like, you can still do something, though. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to make changes. It's never too late to find your purpose. You can find it at any age. And I tell you, once you find it, I don't care how many years you have left on this earth, it's going to be the last great years. Your life will be great from then on out. I swear to you, no matter how many years you got left. So tell me, what are some projects that you're working on right now that I would know that, you know, it's kind of under wraps? You know?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of movies that are going to come out in film festivals, and that's The Kane Complex and then Devotion. And I'm hoping that it's later the end of this year. In pre-production, I got The Prodigal that's coming up in Houston. And the one that I, of course, is my main baby, Squeeze, it's co-producing, it's called Blood Sombrero.
Blood Sombrero.
Blood Sombrero. You can see that on my Facebook and Blood Sombrero, Facebook.com. I don't know how that works. But
I got to check that out.
Yeah, check it out. Every week we put up a poster of it's like everybody's a star in the movie that's in the movie, and we have a character poster for each character. So every week we reveal a character, and I think
how cool is that? That's cool.
Yeah, it's way cool. I think we're on our fifth character or sixth. After we reveal the last character, then we have a teaser trailer for it, and then of course we're doing a fundraiser for it.
Awesome. Well, I'm interested, so I will let everybody know, all the listeners, what I find out. And,
yes.
And yeah. One last thing before we have to close up here, we got a few seconds left.
Sure.
Leave our tell our listeners like one thing that is just like kind of your mantra, like the way you live, what you think on a daily basis.
Go do it, and if you think it, you can do it. Just do it, and don't waste your time. Don't later on think, hey, what if, because you will do that. And if you do that, then, you know, shame on you.
That is awesome. I like that. Go the distance. Do what you have to
do.
Just
do it. Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah. Hey, it could happen. Anything could happen. Anything's possible. Believe me.
That's true.
It is.
And so I've already asked you, you're going to be back here soon at some point here on Perspectives?
I would love to come back, please.
Gracias. Yeah. Would appreciate it.
Thank
I do appreciate
you. You guys
it.
Are really cool.
You're awesome. And so, as you hear, that's Billy Blair tonight, and obviously this is Perspectives, and I hope you have a really great night this evening. I hope you have a great week, and next Sunday we'll be back with the Cuban story, with the changes, with the smuggling, and getting to freedom. So, from now on, please look at liveyourtruelife.org, and you know what? Have a great night, and...
You too. Thanks, both of you.
Thanks a lot for coming, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And tune in next Sunday, and it's been Perspectives on 570 KLIF. Good night.
Summer is just around the corner. Are you bikini ready? Look your best in whatever you wear this summer with Skintastic Free Summer Solutions Specials. Every spring, we work hard to eat right and exercise, so when we jump into our summer swimwear, we look our best. But we all have those few stubborn pounds that just won't come off. Skintastic helps by offering the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare. Treatments that are fast, require minimal downtime, and deliver amazing results. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his experienced staff of professionals will always take the very best care of you. For a limited time, Skintastic is offering exclusive savings on Smart Lipo, a fast, painless procedure that'll help you contour a beach-ready body. Learn more about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations in Uptown and Plano, or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.